Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsors for our program, and that includes Growmark, locally owned, globally strong, and Monsanto, Roundup Ready Plus for weed management solutions. I'm visiting with, I guess you would call it a YouTube farming rock star here. His name is Greg Peterson. And Greg, I'm looking forward to being on a panel with you at a conference coming up, actually. We're at the Ag Media Summit, and I think this is my opportunity to finally get to meet you and maybe your brothers at some point, too. But you did this video on YouTube, I'm Farming and I Grow It. I think when it came to our attention, there were about 300 views, and we just checked, you're over 6.5 million. Yeah. So something's working there. Let's start with just what was it that prompted you guys to think of this idea and decide to do it?
We've had our farm channel on YouTube for probably, I don't know if it was 2 years or like a year and a half, and I'd made some informational videos on there, and they hadn't really, you know, taken off. There was a few hundred views, but I decided, you know, oh, why not, you know, bring some views in by doing a music video, and that was kind of in the back of my mind. That was an idea I had. And then I was at a Sonic with my friends, and I'm Sexy, I Know It comes out on the radio, and I'm like, I was just messing around, and I changed it to I'm Farming and I Grow It, and they're like, dude, you have to make a video, you have to do the whole video like that, and so I was like, you know, that's a great idea. And so I wrote it down, and over the next few months, you know, every time a new line would pop in my head, I'd write it down, you know, and eventually I had half the song written, and one night I just finished it up, and the rest was history kind of thing.
Well, you obviously touched a nerve with folks and have had some unique opportunities to be on national media to talk about this. So when it comes to what we call advocating here, you know, you guys have shown, I don't know if it's a new way, but a great way to do it. How would you describe, you know, talking to some of these non-farm type reporters, especially, you know, what was that experience like?
I definitely had some interviews where, you know, they'd kind of ask some questions that I kind of shake my head at, you know, or they still don't understand. Even after watching the video, they still don't understand. I think that it's important that we, you know, continue to get the message out to them. And you know, one video is not going to teach them everything about agriculture. It's kind of just the beginning. But at least this video is initiating discussion, and it's kind of a spark, and it's you know, influenced others to make videos as well. And so, you know, we're glad that we could get that started, and we're just hoping that it continues.
Well, talk about making this for a minute here. We've probably got folks here at this conference that would love to ask you some technical questions. Well, you know, what kind of camera did you use? And, you know, stuff like that. But when it comes to that, I mean, who was behind the camera that we don't see, for example?
My sister helped a little bit. You know, I would film all the scenes that I wasn't in. I did all the camera work for that. And the ones where I would be in it, I would have her, or, like, especially where all – three of the brothers were in it. They would help filming too, but when all three of us brothers were in it, she would stand behind the camera, tell us, you know, if we were in the shot, you know, if we looked good, you know, is our hair messed up or whatever, I don't know. But and I'd have her pan from left to right sometimes too or whatever. So she did a really good job helping us, and maybe she has a future in that.
Yeah, I'd say you guys have definitely created a niche for yourself here. We'll find out. So how about just at this point, you've got to have had some conversations and feedback from friends and family, and you know, what do they think about what you've done?
Well, it's I think it's weird for my friends. You know, here at Ag Media Summit, I'm with, you know, my friends from my major, and they see people come up to me and want to meet me, and they're just entertained by that, because, you know, last year I was at Ag Media Summit and I wasn't the one everyone wanted to talk to then, and that was just, you know, normal Greg. And so I think it's kind of funny too. It's just people want to meet, you know, people who have done things, and so, but it's definitely a change from before.
Well, there's a lot of farmers out there that would like to do what you've done. And the conference I mentioned earlier is going to be the AgChat Advocacy 2.0 conference. I think we're going to have a full, well, it's filled. We sold it out again for this is the third year now. This is going to be farmers who are either at a beginning or even at an advanced level of social media to help tell their story. So what kind of words of encouragement would you give to farmers who wonder if they really have got what it takes to do something like this?
I think our video is an encouragement. I mean, we started out making this video just having fun with the camera. It doesn't have to be, you know, you don't have to pour lots and lots of money into something to get it to reach a lot of people. You just have to be honest, I think, and you have to find a way to connect. And so if farmers can find a way to connect to people, you know, even if their knowledge of social media or whatnot is limited, you know, I think there's still potential to get your message out there in this day and age. So
now I'm going to sort of assume that you are involved with other social media, Facebook, maybe Twitter. So how about your interaction with folks since this happened? It's probably ramped up, I'm just assuming.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's been crazy. I think I had like over 600 friend requests on Facebook. My Twitter followers went from like 300 some to 1200 some. So, you know, it's given me a lot bigger audience to speak, and that, you know, I definitely feel almost the weight of that. I feel like I can't just post whatever I want anymore. I have to think about it, you know, for sure. And even, you know, there's more of a purpose to my, I feel like it's, I mean, there's a purpose in what I'm doing when I'm posting that. So,
well, I didn't ask you to start with, but obviously here, since you are here, agricultural communications is of high interest. What is it that you hope to do when you, because you're going to Kansas State, what do you hope to do?
After I graduate, I would hope that, you know, I still at least part-time am on the farm with my family. I don't really want to give that up, but I'm definitely leaning towards doing something in, you know, like ag leadership or ag, like ag communications, promoting agriculture. I mean, that's what this video has given me lots of opportunities to do, and I hope to continue that. I don't want this to be a you know, one-time thing and then just quit. So,
well, it's a unique way to do a resume to try to get a job, you know?
Yeah, that's what's so funny is there. You know, there's lots of students here trying to get connections and build resumes, and I just made a video.
It sounds so simple, but it's really not all that simple, I don't think. So you do have plans to maybe try to do a follow up to this at some point. I think that's great. How about anything else you might want to share in terms of the making of this and this follow-up reaction to it that we've seen, that, you know, any other anecdotes, just stories from, like, I know you were, and I can edit this, you were on, was it Fox News?
Fox and Friends.
Yeah, Fox and Friends. Like, for example, when you were on Fox and Friends, just any stories about that kind of experience you might want to share?
I think that everything that's happened since the video is, I mean, it's changed my life in terms of nothing really comes across as a surprise anymore. I mean, it's like, after we got on Fox News, that was kind of the pinnacle of it. I mean, that was the biggest. And I mean, we toured New York City. It's just like so much was hitting my mind. I couldn't even handle it. And ever since then, I get calls from, you know, big time people or get asked to do things. And it's just changed my life. It's like, this is the new normal. And so that's been hard, but it's also I'm excited about the future. So,
well, we are thrilled to death that you all did this. It's good for our industry. I think you set a good example for other people, and hopefully through like this conference we'll be together at here in a couple of weeks, we'll try to pass along a little bit of what we know and what we've learned doing this. So I thank you very much, Greg Peterson. He is one of the guys that got together and did I'm Farming and I Grow It. And that's our Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it. And thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.